This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is set to meet later today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. Zelensky also set to meet with lawmakers on Capitol Hill during his visit that comes at a critical moment in negotiations for emergency aid to Ukraine. More Americans are traveling on planes or by car this holiday season. Travel is still on the upswing after the COVID-19 pandemic. AAA is predicting over 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles over the last 10 days of the year. It's the highest projection since 2019. Congress remains divided on the issue of national security funding. Republicans in both chambers of Congress say they want stronger border measures to be passed before considering extra aid to Ukraine. Tennessee Republican Congressman Andy Ogles explains why on Fox Business.
You see an increase in crime, increased burden on schools, increased cost on medical system. And so this is unsustainable. And so this idea that we're going to put Ukraine's border before ours is absolute nonsense.
An Ohio woman is pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act after violating an Ohio pro-life pregnancy center in April. The NFL is kicking off its special meetings today in Irving, Texas. The event known as the Front Office Accelerator will wrap up on Wednesday, with the focus being on international play. It's a Scotland woman's lucky day as she picked up a first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone in a bargain bin for around $12. That same book for $12 sold at an auction Monday for $69,000. The woman saying she kept the book for years, thinking it was worthless without a dust jacket. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington, D.C. and asking Americans for more tax dollars. But House Republicans say the focus should be on our southern border. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance discusses a Ukrainian president's comments about the preference for funding the southern border.
This is purely designed to apply pressure on Republicans to give up their fight on the border and write another blank check to Ukraine. I'm not doing it.
Google is on the losing end of an antitrust lawsuit filed by the video game company Epic Games after a jury found the Google Play phone app is an illegal monopoly. Epic Games, maker of the popular game Fortnite, has been fighting Google and Apple for years over how the App Store's payment sharing system works. The company changed its software so customers could pay Epic directly to get around paying Google as much as 30%, and the game was kicked off the Google platform. The House is planning to hold a vote on whether or not to finalize the impeachment inquiry against President Biden later this week. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says he believes they'll have enough votes to move forward with the inquiry.
I do think we're going to get enough Republican votes. There's a couple other people I want to talk to, but I do think we'll get the Republican votes and be able to get all the info. We've got a lot now, and I think it's compelling, as we just talked about.
I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Well, as Congress is putting pressure on the Biden administration to do something about our border, and of course, the Biden administration wants us to put more money into protecting Ukraine's border, and more Americans are saying, wait a minute, what's wrong with our priorities here? I mean, and we shouldn't be the only person or the majority country that is interested in the peace and security of Ukraine. You know that you've got other NATO nations that are involved there, and they should be the ones that are helping. You know, should be helping out, and. This is disturbing to say the least what's going on. And so, the taxpayers are putting pressure on the government to make a more prudent decision. And meanwhile, you got Zelensky coming to town with his hand open up and almost shaming, Congress into why they have to, I'm a little distracted here right now because I'm trying to multitask, and guys, multitasking can get in trouble, just trying to take care of some business here because we're waiting on Maria Espinoza. And we've got connection problems. Not quite as bad as MSNBC experienced this morning, but, every once in a while they come up because that's what happens with technicalities. So anyway, here it is. We're spending all kinds of the people's money, billions of dollars, to protect the borders of Ukraine, but we're not doing much for our own border. And thank God, here we are where the Republicans are saying, well, that's right, we are. We do control the purse, and maybe we should, find a way to push back on the administration to say, look, we're not going to just give you an open check here about this. You got to do something about the border, which Mayorkas says it's all under control. Biden says it's under control. And, of course, the rest of America and everybody in America knows it's not. So why should we continue to put all this money in, considering that we're $33 trillion and counting in debt? To continue on with this situation. So this is the pressure that is happening and the reality of what's going on. Well, Maria Espinoza with the Remembrance Project joins us now. Maria, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing well, thank you. Considering
well, Yeah, exactly. I hear you. Well, I was just laying the foundation that you got Zelensky, you know, the Ukrainian president, who is in with hands out and even trying to shame and guilt-laden Congress into giving him more money. And, you know, and the truth of this... Of this money is starting to come out to where we're starting to realize that probably a third of that money is to help Ukraine kind of stay in business, you know, to, you know, cover their administrative liabilities, their pensions and that sort of thing. So that's about a third of the billions of dollars that we've been sending to keep them in operation. No wonder, you know, that they're relying on us, because we've kind of become codependent with their problem, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we need to take care of Americans. And you know how I feel about that, Bill.
Right.
We're not taking care of our home front, you know, our citizens, our children, our elderly, our country. I mean, look at being overrun.
Well, and the thing is, to that point, more and more of America are seeing it as you do. And they're seeing that we need to take care of our own country. And they're putting pressure on Leader Johnson and others in Congress to say, look, at we, you know, we understand if you want to do this, but don't approve giving them more money if you're not going to, you know, take care of our own southern border. Because what was it last week? We had a couple of days where, you know, you had 12,000 in one day. Maria, the average right now has been about 5 or 6. But there's something happened. We got a little blip here. I don't know if the NGOs were working overtime to get more migrants to our southern border, but you know, it got to a point where a couple of days there was 12,000 in one day. I mean, how can you manage that?
We can't, and we're not. And, you know, quickly, you know, we're $34 trillion in debt. We have no money.
Right.
We have no money to give out to other countries. But, yes, you're talking about the 12,000 per day. And look, just in 1 month, we had nearly 270,000 illegal aliens invade our country.
Yeah.
And as you know, Bill, we've been watching this, and you've been watching this for a long time as well. We've been down to the bottom, that this is a national security issue. And when there are individuals caught at the border who are on the watch list, the terrorist screening data set for the U.S. that includes the, like, terrorist suspects and also those who are affiliated with those terrorist groups, you know, they're coming in, and we've had... what, 170 special interest illegals trying to cross our border, and we grab them. But just think how many have entered. We don't know they're here. I mean, that's clearly the problem here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you had Christopher Wray last week reporting to Congress. You know, they said, well, how dangerous, you know, what are you seeing right now in terms of terror threats? He goes, red lights everywhere.
Right.
Hello? Red lights everywhere. I mean, heightened alert. And it's all because of the policies of Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. It's indefensible. I don't, you know, some Democrats are stepping away and they're realizing, okay, look at them. We can't support this anymore. And, you know, and they have moved over even to the Republican Party. And there's, others that are very nervous about trying to, you know, hold the line on these idiotic policies that are injuring the American people, and they're compromising our future.
Yes, and literally compromising our future, injuring Americans, killing Americans. And we just had a 16-year-old cheerleader out in Texas, in Edna, being killed, was killed by an illegal alien. And here, I mean, this happens all the time. This is just one.
Yes.
Right now, the Remembrance Project is creating about 19 to 20 quilts, stolen life quilt banners for the elderly in the Dallas area killed by the serial killer, last name of Shamir Mir. Think of how many individuals could have been saved if we just enforced the existing laws that we have.
Yes, exactly. Do you have a number, a working total number, Maria, in terms of how many citizens have been killed at the hands of illegal immigrants?
Sadly, we do not, and it's impossible to obtain that number because the municipalities that are sanctuary city areas don't report. And when Jeff Sessions was the Attorney General of the United States, we met with him and asked him for that number, too. And he said, because they're not cooperating, which is unbelievable to me. You know, mm-hmm. We have all of this data that we collect from individuals, and yet we can't figure out these illegal aliens, how many are here, how many they've killed, how many Americans have been killed. It's outrageous.
Yeah, it makes you wonder why. I think we know why. More from Maria Espinosa on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The holidays are here, and Amazon Access is making shopping on Amazon even easier and more affordable this season. Whether you're checking things off your holiday gift list or prepping to host a family feast, Amazon.com/access has programs, discounts, and features for eligible customers to save big. With Prime Access, qualifying government assistance recipients can get over 50% off a regular Prime membership while still enjoying all the benefits of Prime, including fast, free delivery on every order. Eligible customers can shop everyday essentials like shampoo, paper towels, and coffee, as well as festive products like holiday gifts, hosting must-haves, and decor for only $6.99 a month. Eligible customers can also register their Snap EBT cards on Amazon to order eligible groceries online for delivery or pickup. In addition, they can use Snap benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items and shop fresh produce from Amazon Fresh. Find discounts, coupons, convenient pickup options, and more with Amazon Access. Visit Amazon.com/access to learn how you can save big this holiday season. Terms and conditions apply. Sponsored by Amazon.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Minutes after the top of the hour, danger is lurking. Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, and this isn't by accident. This isn't, I was talking with Maria Espinoza. She is the co-founder and national director of the Remembrance Project. And we were talking off air that all this that is happening, as diabolical as it is, in my estimation, it's just treasonous. What they're doing in putting our country at risk. Joe Biden, his number one job is national security, just like it was for Barack Obama. But between Barack Obama, who fundamentally wanted to transform America, and Joe Biden, who's picked up the stick and decided to go further and double down and put it on steroids and even take it further, is doing the same thing, compromising our national security, whether it happens to be here domestically or internationally as well. And we've got a pending impeachment inquiry on a whole other issue. But there are lots of problems here and lots of dangers, and the dangers are no longer existential. I mean, it is a matter of time of what you saw in Israel, this video footage, if you saw any of the video footage there, of women being raped and dragged naked through the streets of Gaza. You've got these same people that are now encamped within the United States, and you've got the FBI saying, red lights, we're at an all-time danger level of a major terrorist activity within the country. And I believe, Maria, that the next terrorist attack could make 9/11 look like it's almost inconsequential. We are being set up. And this is something that is all being orchestrated. It's being orchestrated by these nefarious forces that are in power in our government today. What do you say?
Absolutely. And you're right. This is they're traitors, and we should treat them that way. You know, Bill, I don't think this is too far-fetched in thinking here, because our country has been invaded. There are terrorists here, like you just mentioned. You know, I remember in 2014 going on a night watch along the southern border with the Texas Border Volunteers, where we saw them streaming across in the middle of the night. They were finding prayer rugs and dictionaries. But it is here, and I think what people need to understand is that we need to take this very seriously. We need to hound our elected officials to death, but that's not I shouldn't say that. We need to hound them and make sure that they understand. We know what's going on. We are in basically a clear and present danger right now.
Right.
I mean, whenever I run errands, Bill, I am armed. I strap up with this belly band that I wear, even if I'm going to the grocery store, and it's that bad. I mean, you know, where you're in the mall or anything, I rarely go there. But, you know, this program that was discovered by Center for Immigration Studies, there's an article done by Todd Benzman where he talks about the secretive CBP-1 scheme, and that is to send our jets over to other countries and bring those individuals here. And, you know, we've been doing this for God knows how long, but there are hundreds of thousands of foreigners who have been brought here who have not been vetted. And that's also a scary situation, because our government hid this from us. This is our money and how they're spending our money. And they're also going to these special interest countries where the special interest aliens reside. No one's vetting them.
Mm-hmm.
And 99.7% of these are approved.
They're being vetted, but not along the lines that we would vet. They are there to serve the globalist agenda. And so if they fit that calculation, they're on the plane, because that's what we're being invaded with. When Donald Trump said that we're not being, blessed with the best of these illegal migrants, he was right, because you had a lot of these countries emptying their jails, as you reported earlier. But before we get too far down the road here, just one quick comment. When you said we ought to pursue them, you know, to their death, and you said, well, that might be a little bit harsh, but we need to understand what represents death for elected officials. What represents death to elected officials is for them not to get elected. Okay, not to get reelected. So in that sense, that's appropriate. We want to make sure these people that are not serving the greater good and the American interest, that they not get reelected. And you need to wise up. You know, we the people need to wise up and take responsibility for this government that we have, this government that is so corrupt and has become treasonous and is injuring the American people. And this isn't by accident. This is all by design. Mayorkas lying straight through his teeth. You see him on the stand or in these hearings, in these congressional hearings, lying through his teeth. Joe Biden the same way. Kamala Harris, same way. And it's all, you know, the Democratic Party that have left the border wide open that are doing this to us. Now, I want to give you a few minutes because I understand that you've got some support. You've got a major donors coming in, and you're able to offer some matching donations here right now, right?
Yes. Yeah, so we have a donor that stepped up for a $25,000 matching donation. So wow. If your audience would go to trp-usa.org, so trp-usa.org, and donate there. And, you know, please let us keep us in your prayers, first of all, you know, and let us know if you heard of an American who was killed, because our work is to honor and remember these Americans and to stand in solidarity with their families. And like I said, we just had a young lady being killed, another woman.
16 years old. Unbelievable.
She was 16 years old. Yes. You know, so we're asking for that. But we're also, I want to mention, we just in October recognized our month-long remembrance. We extended President Trump's proclamation for the National Day of Remembrance for Americans killed by illegals to a month. So every October we will be remembering them. We need a month long. You know, we need a year long, but we will be honoring these innocent Americans on our Stolen Lives Quilt banner as we learn of their killing.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, the Remembrance Project is doing such an outstanding job, and we need to support them. So make sure you go to the website, $25,000 matching donation, whatever you can donate, okay? Whatever. And I know it's 'tis the season of giving, and you're bombarded with lots of requests for donations, but we need to step up. We need to do our part in securing our border and keeping this message out there. And in addition to this, contact your congressman. Let him know that this is unacceptable, what's going on, to keep the pressure so that they use the power of the purse. Because even with this with this pending legislation and this action coming from the House, it's not, Maria, it's not like they have 100% agreement. I mean,
right.
You know, this becomes a political football, because some of these, these congressmen, they are in districts that Joe Biden won. So everything needs to be looked through this perspective, again, of being reelected. And they go, well, you know, if I go against Joe Biden and I'm in a sensitive area and he did win this, he did win this this voting district by 10 points or whatever it is, then they're swayed, to compromise what's in the best interest of America in order to get reelected. This is the name of the game. This is what happens. But look, it's
right.
Up to us to keep that pressure on them, right?
Right. And your audience needs to ask these officials, what about our children? You know, you see all the movie, which is great, The Sound of Freedom, and all is great and popular. I want something for our children. You know, these sex trafficking, human trafficking, of course, it is happening here to citizens as well. But they're focused on the migrants coming here, attempting to cross illegally, and what is taking place. You know, we need to focus on America first. If we can't take care of our own country, our own children, our well-being, and enforce our laws and make sure our Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution is being adhered to and protected by these officials, then where are we? We're sitting ducks. And right now I think that we are, Bill, but fortunately I think that your audience is, you know, smart and understands the situation that we're in.
Well, it's one thing to be smart, but it's another thing to act. We need to act on what we know. And, of course, we've got this leaked memo that just came out, Maria, that is really quite telling. So this isn't conspiratorial. I mean, this is what's happening. This is how diabolical it is. And we need to understand that our government is out of control. But we, the people, have the power to alter the course. Maria Espinosa, thank you, as always.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong? Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 monthly voice plan. First month service charge and taxes with sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is set to meet later today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. Zelensky also set to meet with lawmakers on Capitol Hill during his visit that comes at a critical moment in negotiations for emergency aid to Ukraine. More Americans are traveling on planes or by car this holiday season. Travel is still on the upswing after the COVID-19 pandemic. AAA is predicting over 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles over the last 10 days of the year. It's the highest projection since 2019. An Ohio woman is pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act after violating an Ohio pro-life pregnancy center in April. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, we're going to take a look at dining in America, how it's been evolving, you know, from last year to next year, just around the corner. Can you believe it? Well, we've got flavor insider dishes on the latest dining trends with Insight from the Restaurant Industry Report, plus three business tips for thriving in today's food scene. I mean, think about the rise of hybrid office work. Downtown restaurants are experiencing a surge in business as professionals enjoy the flexibility to dine out during work breaks or after hours, contributing to the revitalization of the dining scene and city centers. Well, the general manager of Square for Restaurants, Ming Tai Ha, is with us to talk about the latest restaurant report and dining trends reshaping the restaurant industry and dinner plates. From tech-driven efficiency to diversifying menus, Ming Tai is going to share insights into how these trends are influencing small businesses in the food sector and redefining the culinary experience. All good, right? Ming Tai, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, good to have you here to talk about this restaurant industry report and some of its findings. Break it down for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Our quarterly industry report offers insights into the trends around dining, consumer spending, and wages. Particularly with this one, we looked into the resurgence of downtown areas post-pandemic. Think of this as like who's going out these days and where. These are areas that were absolutely decimated in during the height of the pandemic. Now, as many consumers continue working from home, at least part-time, demand at restaurants in the downtown areas is stabilized. So right now, about downtown areas in America, cities are 72% of their pre-pandemic dining activity as of the end of September 2023. Now, in addition to that downtown recovery, our report also sheds light on wage growth trends among restaurant workers, which is the crucial understanding of like the shortages and the labor costs really driving trends across the entire industry. Wage growth peaked at about 8.5% in March 2022 due to labor shortages. Restaurants were in a really tough spot at that time. Now, a year and a half later, it's decelerated. Wage growth is just around like 4.4%, and total earnings growth at 5%. Now, what that means that we're seeing sometimes in markets like Cincinnati, Las Vegas, and Jacksonville, there's continues to see actually above average earnings wage growth. So it's not all not bad in multiple areas.
Yeah, right. No, I get that. Well, and I got to imagine, you know, again, because of the hybrid experience, that some people just need to get out of the house anyway. And maybe this is what's, you know, helping some of these downtown areas, that people say, look, I need to get outside the house, get away from the work and, you know, go and have a lunchtime break, you know, because, you know, just for my mental balance, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is really focusing on the trends in some cities that have seen that boost. So like cities like Detroit, for instance, really actually amazing, massive growth, 75% increase since 2019. That's likely due to the employers kind of really asking workers to return to the office more regularly, along with an influx of new restaurants and residents. So they're seeing that economy do better there. We've got some other cities seeing strong traffic as well, like Los Angeles up 18%, Miami, Florida up 17%, Boston kind of like a little flat at 2%, and then Phoenix down 8%. Now, down 8% doesn't sound great, but when most people are down 28% or more, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, let's focus back a little bit on, you know, on the employees of restaurants. You said that, you know, overall, probably pretty much average with the rest of the country in terms of average income, about, 5%. But they're still fighting an uphill battle against inflation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because the restaurants are, you know, really kind of like the big swath of a lot of the American economy, it tracks pretty closely with what you're seeing overall.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there any areas that are serving more hungry professionals than others?
Yeah, well, I mentioned a couple of cities that are doing really well. Maybe I'll talk about how cities like New York City and Chicago are doing still very poorly since the pandemic at, you know, negative 47% for New York City, 42% for New York City. Chicago's still down 64%.
Is this because of population exodus that's taking place, possibly?
I think what we're seeing here is that some of the trends, you know, just aren't moving as quickly. Maybe people are finding that, you know, eating at home still is just a better deal or a better experience. You know, I don't think that's quite the case across the country. As I mentioned, some cities are seeing just more people wanting to get out, like you said, be with their friends, be with their family, and really kind of get making sure they're having that experience of that good hospitality and good food again.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking with the general manager of Square for Restaurants. Ming-Ta He is with us, breaking down the latest restaurant industry report. And quite interesting. What impact did changing trends, as you see from this report, Ming-Ta, having on these downtown dining and local businesses?
A key trend we've seen emerge over the last couple of years is that restaurants have really pushed to think outside of the box, right? They're not getting as much as sales as they were in the past. Now they need to really make up for those lost profits. You know, some examples that we see is a sort of like a revenue stream diversification. Like that includes bakeries offering cooking glasses, restaurants selling meal kits to take home for those guests who are not dining in the dining room. And then one interesting one, I think, is a wine bar setting up wine club subscriptions. We've got an example here of restaurants that are really turning to that subscription model for recurring revenue. We found that 54% year-over-year growth of food and beverage businesses with active buyer subscriptions. So not only the restaurants are getting the reliable revenue stream, they're also building customer loyalty at the same time.
Meantime, what about you know, these services that are, you know, food delivery services like Grubhub? What kind of impact is that having on the industry?
Well, think of that as like restaurants still have to find ways to make money. And if the consumer is using services like you mentioned, Grubhub, then they have to find themselves able to use those services. That involves usually technology, actually, to make the make that move for those services to connect to their kitchens. And so embracing technology ultimately is going to help restaurants embrace, services like that.
What does the industry report say about menu options in terms of encouraging some of these restaurants maybe to expand or maybe to, cut back and focus on, these bread and butter issues?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the trends of the report really speak to, how restaurants are ultimately responding and finding ways to, survive. In some ways, restaurants, ultimately need to do what they need to do in order to succeed and to exist. And so with the rise of meal kits or special holiday packages like prefix meals or, the typical, what you see with gift cards, buy now and then get more later. These are all tactics that are really important. We're also seeing restaurants, think about diversifying their menus to attract a broader customer base. Now, maybe you're doing specials that are a little bit different than your normal menu, really to bring in some new people to try your restaurant and hopefully for you to convert them into regulars.
Exactly. What tips do you have for fellow small restaurant owners looking to embrace dining trends while preserving their small business charm?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, other than a couple options that I mentioned earlier about what we're seeing about those, subscriptions or meal kits and embracing takeout delivery, essentially, however, you can find ways to get to your customer new and existing. In addition to that, really, I would say stay attuned to the local trends. This is where you kind of have to do your research as an operator. Make sure you understand how people are operating in this remote work world. If people are coming in only on, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, then, those are the days that you really have to be ready to prepare catering orders that are maybe going to those offices. And then on the shoulder days that things are a little bit lighter, really think about using your technology to attract customers like automated marketing and delivery. The third is really full on embrace technology. Restaurants have to do more with less, and you have to do that by enhancing your restaurant's efficiency. And technology allows you to do that, whether it's handhelds and your devices to help you handle really peak hours, those long lines, how do you get through them, how do you make the most out of it, and then also operating with KDS or kitchen display systems so your kitchens not only are moving fast, but they're not making mistakes.
Exactly. Ming-Tai, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. Learn more about how restaurants can improve their businesses. Go to squareup.com/restaurants.
He's the general manager of Square for restaurants. Ming-Tai Ha has been our guest. Ming-Tai, thank you so much.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess.
Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
After all that we went through this past Halloween, you would think that Target would figure something out here, but look at their back. They've got new ideas. We're talking Target has now decided to display LGBTQ Christmas products, such as gay Santas and Pride Nutcrackers on their shelves. Seriously, gay Santas and Pride Nutcrackers. It's right there on the shelf. So, you know, be forewarned. I mean, this is what's happening at Target. They really, I mean, they're so committed to the LGBTQ agenda that they're not concerned about your kids. And they continue to go down this direction. Monica Cole is with us, and she's going to talk. She's the director of the 1 Million Moms. It's a division of American Family Association. And she is here with a warning, and she's putting out a 1 Million Moms petition as Target continues to cross the line with these LGBTQ Christmas products. Monica Cole, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
What is going on with Target? I mean, isn't it about selling products? I mean, do they feel like the LGBTQ community is so huge that, you know, that gay Santas and Pride Nutcrackers are going to represent, you know, 25% or even 10% of the Christmas season business?
Well, Target continues to push these progressive items, progressive merchandise, and a terrible business decision, because not only the Christmas season is supposed to be the most profitable time of the year for businesses, but Christmas is a Christian holiday, and mm-hmm. we do know that many people celebrate it, but they are alienating their Christian and conservative customers and pushing them away, because I know that my family doesn't want to support the company, and many
right.
others don't either. And so we're just alerting parents and families so that they're not asked questions when they're going down the aisles with their children, like, what's this? Why is Santa have this rainbow flag? Or why is the Nutcracker dressed in rainbow colors? And it's confusing, because children do know what that stands for the most part now, because it has been pushed so heavily on society. And we just don't want to give them our hard-earned dollars. And they're purposely wanting to be controversial during what should be a wholesome time of year to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yeah, you would think that this is some form of retail suicide. I mean, if I had stock in Target, I'd be a little nervous right now. I'd be emptying out that stock because you're going to know that they're not going to hit numbers. When the thing is about everything that has to do with business, it's about attraction. It's not about subtraction. You want to offend the least amount of people so that you maximize business, especially in these critical weeks. This is a time where retail moves out of the red into the black. But I guess for Target, maybe they've got co-op monies or some other monies we don't know about that is going to protect these kind of decisions. But, you know, look what's happening, Monica. I think we can be encouraged is that some of these policies that, Disneyland, other companies have learned the hard way. They've gone out and defied gravity and found out that, the law of gravity still exists and it hurts and it's very painful and it's very costly. Billions of dollars have been lost with all these woke agendas and ideas, and businesses are, realizing, hey, they need to step away from it. You know, for a couple of years at least, they've played around with this theory and realized that there's no dividend there. And I think in that sense, we can be grateful that we still live in the part of America that considers the reality and consequence of the choices that you make in business. Is it adding to your business proposition or is it taking away? And all these woke ideas, I'm not hearing one, Monica, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, if you know differently, but I've not heard from one company that says, well, we went woke and our business tripled or doubled or, we're just on a trajectory of incredible success because we've embraced this agenda, right?
You're right. I have not heard of one company that has gone against tradition and benefited and profited from this decision. As you mentioned in the media slogan is go woke, go broke. And mm-hmm. It's true because Disney has been proof and evidence. Many other companies have followed and been hurt by this decision. And to push progressive and liberal agendas, and I'm not promoting or supporting Bud Light, but everybody heard the Bud Light movement because they mm-hmm. were supporting transgenderism, and
right.
that hurt their bottom dollar, just like all these other companies that have followed suit and haven't taken the hint. And mm-hmm. like I said, I don't know of one either that it did the reverse, it did the opposite, and so we are asking our moms and listeners of your program to go to 1millionmoms.com to sign our petition asking that Target remove these items from the shelves and just remain neutral in the culture war.
Yes. Well, and the thing is that at the end of the day, particularly people of faith, I mean, Monica, traditionally, what has made this country great, it's because people of faith have led the way. And the people of faith must, first of all, be knowledgeable of what's happening in the culture war. This is real. And it is pervasive, there's no doubt about it, but you got to understand we're winning, people of faith are winning, and we're winning in a way that is good for all concerned. The people who hold to tradition are more successful, they have a better opportunity to be successful. If you want to go ahead and you want to, buck the curve and come up with your own agenda and your own idea, well then, look it. This is a free country. You have every right. Target has every right to go ahead and display. And guess what? People of faith and other reasonable, people that believe in tradition and the significance of this Christmas season and feel like it is a hallowed time, it is something to be cherished and protected and honored, well, then you can vote with something that is very meaningful in their economy, and that is your dollars. Do not invest your dollars with these companies that are counterculture, that are doing harm, not good, but they are harming the culture. Because at the end of the day, Monica, again, I'm open to be corrected here. Tell me where any of these agendas and any of these countercultural ideas are helping. Helping the community, helping the culture?
It has not. The breakdown of the family has been detrimental to the country, and it's harmful for children trying to normalize this type of lifestyle because there's been too many research studies that have shown that this type of lifestyle, whether it's homosexuality or transgender lifestyle, those individuals have hurt more as far as depression, confusion, suicidal thoughts. There's been too many research studies done, whether it's with the Pew Center, and we know that we need to speak the truth and not continue to just go along, which we haven't been, but there has been some that have just gone along with it, like it, you know, they can't feel like they can make a difference, but we can. Like you said, we're winning. We're making a difference. People are standing up for what they believe in, and this is a crucial time of year for sales, and so people are voting with their wallet.
Yeah.
And letting them know what they support and what they don't support, because it is harmful to our country, but our country has so many conservatives that are still fighting back for what is right. And, for example, our parent ministry, the American Family Association, and 1 Million Moms, we had a boycott about 3 years ago with Target when they were allowing transgender men in women's dressing rooms and bathrooms. And there were too many instances where the law enforcement had to be called because it was opening the doors to problems, obviously, and criminal activity, and it's just wrong. And so people have had enough. So their sales and stock market has dropped continuously since they made that decision at Target. And other companies have to notice. And so we'll just continue to speak the truth, and what's right is right. And we know that our children are worth it, and our families are worth it. And so we'll continue to take a stand and warn parents when these type of situations are brought up. And then even with Christmas decor, like you said, it's a wholesome time of year. It's a time to celebrate. And this is not what we're looking for. We're not looking for people to identify their sexuality when we're talking about a Christian holiday that you're wanting to celebrate with your family. And so they're just pushing progressive merchandise and attempting to be controversial because they have dug their heels into this agenda, and their sales are hurting because of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like as if they're mocking, you know, people of faith.
Exactly.
Are they not?
It feels that way. I mean, this is the time of year where it's supposed to be,
goodwill toward all, peace on earth, goodwill to all men, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Peace, and not trying to stir up drama and controversy. So it does appear that they are mocking. And so we just wanted Christian and conservative families to be aware. That way they are not supporting a company that their beliefs don't line up with. And so we do have an online petition at 1millionmoms.com because many want to be able to make an impact and make a difference and have their voice heard as well.
And Monica, again, this is the time for the church to wake up. The church has been too passive. And when you consider just about every exceptional benchmark from the founding of this great country of ours, through 247 years of history, it has been the church that has been the catalyst and has led the way for all things that are beneficial and good for all of mankind and this country. And we've benefited because God has continued to bless us in spite of our sin. But the church itself has to be mobilized and wake up in a dramatic way to save this country for the next generation, in my humble opinion, Monica Cole.
Absolutely. Our country was on Christian belief.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm